In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, thank you for singing the Kyrie and Gloria today. You might remember from Sunday's and Monday's Gospel that Jesus, when he was a child, answered to his mother that he must always be doing his Father's business. And one of your Heavenly Father's business is that we all give him thanksgiving in our own sacrifice of the Mass. And when you do service and when you sing and serve for God Almighty, you are truly giving him the proper thanksgiving he deserves and which he waits from you. Children, on Epiphany we commemorate, that is, we celebrate, three major events in the life of our Lord. One was, of course, how three wise kings came all the way from far east to present gifts to him. Another great event is his baptism, which you will hear about tomorrow. And the third major event in our Lord's life was when he, his mother, and his disciples were present at the wedding party, which was in Cana. This instance in scriptures presents us the very first time when our Lord performed a public miracle, which everybody around him could see. After all, our Lord had come to prove to people that he was sent by God and to be their Redeemer, that is, the one who takes away their sins and gives them chance to go to heaven. So this incident happened when our Lord attended with his mother and his disciples at a wedding party. Everybody was having a nice and wonderful time when suddenly Mary noticed that they had run out of wine. And in the big party, if you were running out of wine, that was source of great embarrassment to the bride and groom, because bride and groom were, this was their day, and they were seen as obliged of providing a great feast to everybody, and it would be have been quite big shame had they run out of wine. So Mary wanted to help this couple so that they wouldn't have to bear the shame of seeing their guests depart before time. So she asked Jesus to perform a miracle to save this happy couple. So she told the servants of the house to do everything which her son Jesus would told them to do. So Jesus ordered the servants to fill six large pitchers with water, and then he performed his first miracle by changing this large amount of water into wine. This again made the bride and groom very happy, because now they could continue their feast and provide for all the guests who had come to celebrate their big day. Jesus, who came as our Redeemer, wanted no man to suffer, so he was all too willing and ready to make this happy couple even more happy by saving them from trouble. Dear children, there are many lessons in this wonderful story which we get from the scriptures and which we commemorate on the octave of Epiphany. First of all, that in being present at this party, Jesus sanctified the marriage. He made marriage a sacrament and raised it from a mere union or agreement to a sacrament, something holy made and performed by God Almighty. But there's also another good lesson which we can have from this story, and it is concerning us and the way how we spend our free time and recreation. It is always good to have fun. It is occasionally even necessary to get our minds away from all the worries or busyness of this life, like from chores or schoolwork or study and so on. Many of you like to do sports. You might have a favorite pastime, some kind of a play, or you might like to read and sing or doing some other things. And if you are entitled to do recreation and have fun, remember always to do that too with Jesus and Mary. As you dedicate your whole life to Jesus and Mary, make sure that they remain with you all the time, even during fun time and play. As the story of the wedding at Cana shows, it is good and laudable to feast at some point, but always do that with Jesus and Mary. Always when you think what you should do next or how you should have fun, remember to ask yourself, that is your play and recreation always that sort that Jesus and Mary could be present at them? And or if you see a movie or listen to a music, ask always yourself, is this a kind of a movie or music which Jesus and Mary could also watch and listen? When you always think and kind of a being in the present of this wedding feast of Cana, together with disciples, Jesus and Mary, and they will never cease in guarding and protecting you from temptations. Finally, this wedding party at Cana is almost like a predicament of the everlasting future party in heaven. That will be a wonderful and great collection and gathering of all the saints who have ever lived and who will ever live. That will be the most happy occasion of all in all the times and places of the whole world, because then we will all be gathered to eternal wedding banquet and be present with the Lamb of God and present with all the saints and Blessed Virgin Mary. How wonderful and great a day that will be. And while we are waiting that day to come on this earth, always make sure, children, that you spend every single day and every single moment together with Jesus and Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.